We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program by the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors, Amanda Fullendorf. We're talking about Calaveras County government issues on this weekend show. Supervisor Fullendorf, during the last segment, we ended talking about challenges when it comes to infrastructure and development in Calaveras County. It kind of leads into my next question is in regards to, are you seeing many, you know, development projects or housing projects recently proposed in the county?
Yes, we have a number of projects. Some are underway as today. One of those is up in the Murphy's area, down in my district in Copperopolis. There's development housing happening down there as well. And hopefully coming down the pipeline in the soon near future would be Habitat for Humanity, which is right in the incorporated area of the City of Angels. So there is development going on. It's just, and it is a mixture of various types of housing, but development is happening. But one of the challenges still is infrastructure.
You know, kind of on a related topic, the economy as a whole in Calaveras County, how would you say it's faring right now? What are you hearing from people around the county?
People are still spending money. So I think you're seeing the dollars being spent and the revenue coming in through TOT as well as sales tax. However, the GDP index is slated to come out later this month. So I think not only Calaveras County, but various counties across the state and states are going to be looking to that number to tell us what the real future is going to be coming up. So I think everyone's kind of in that holding pattern, but things seem to be going okay as of this moment in time, but that's not to be undermining what the future is to hold. And I think everyone's preparing for not positive news in the near future. So we're looking forward to see that so we can plan accordingly.
Yeah, I also want to ask you about the budget. The new budget year started July 1st, but of course it's kind of looked at and revamped as time goes on. So how has the budget process been going so far this year in Calaveras County?
Budget process has been going well. We have not finalized our budget. We will be doing that in coming in September. So like I just said, with the projections hopefully coming out at the end of the month with the GDP index, I think that will really guide the board in what where we'll be going. But it's been a positive process so far, and the board's looking forward to finalizing our budget in September.
Also want to ask you about the CAO position. The CAO recently announced that she is leaving. What is kind of the status with that position?
The board is working with staff and partners and respective parties to go through a recruitment for interim. The first step is finding that interim to support staff, especially in admin, as well as our department head, to keep day-to-day operations going. And we're going to be taking a slow and thoughtful approach in our next appointment. So in terms of a permanent position, the board's not looking to fill that role immediately. Our focus is to get interim and work slowly through the process with staff as well as the interested parties to ensure that we select the best candidate that not only works in line with the board, but also our department head and a reflection of our community.
So has an interim CAO been picked yet, or is that still something to happen?
The board to be making a decision in the coming weeks.
Okay. Also want to ask you about the big issue of fire and fire resiliency in Calaveras County. What are your thoughts on that issue, and is there anything at the county level happening right now?
Fire is a big topic. I mean, we're in the middle of fire season right now, as we see everything going around us. Calaveras County just had the Electra fire. We're unique. We don't have a county fire department. So we really rely on the partnership that we have with our 9 special districts that included the city fire. Our OES is rolled out a new evacuation notification of not only wildfire, but other events that may be happening in Calaveras County just a few weeks ago, which is called Zone Haven. So for anyone that is Calaveras resident, is listening, please make sure you sign up for Zone Haven so you're up to date with the local emergencies in Calaveras County. The sheriff's office has rolled out what's called ranch passes. So if you're have Loud Live Doc. You can sign up for that on the sheriff's website. That to ensure that those with Loud Your Livestock is able to access and remove their animals from that in a moment where it's safe for both emergency personnel and those trying to get their livestock. The RCD districts are working really hard with various fire breaks. They were awarded a numerous grant, and so those projects are underway, if not going to be coming with the new grant cycle, new project coming down. CAL FIRE awarded a various grant across the county as well. One, you know, primarily which impacts the Highway 4 corridor. Utica Water and Power received just over $1 million to do fuel breaks around the water infrastructure that provides to the community of Murphy's and Angels Camp. And the county, out of the OES office, is wrapping up the tree mortality from the Butte Fire and finishing up those removals. And so I think that at the end of the day, all these various organizations and partnerships are really important to for the sustainability of, you know, protecting the community from wildfire, but also the resilience. So I think this the collaboration of various community groups working together towards a common goal has really been successful in Calaveras County. And there's a lot more to be coming down. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the community groups are doing in partnership with the county OES.
I saw recently the U.S. Forest Service put out a notice that Calaveras County has a good partner relationship, I believe, with the U.S. Forest Service as well. Has there been a pretty good relationship with the Forest Service?
Correct, yes. The Good Neighbors Agreement, which is, I believe, one of the few, if not the only, in the state. I think that has catapulted a different way of thinking outside the box of how to partner with organizations on this topic. So yes, that was voted by the board a few weeks ago, and looking forward to the success out of that.
Also want to ask you, being that your district covers Angels Camp, you're the former mayor, in Tuolumne County in the city of Sonora, there's been kind of a contentious relationship in recent years. It seems like that's been improving recently, but I'm curious just about the one incorporated city in Calaveras County, Angels Camp, as long with Calaveras County government, what the relationship is like right now.
The relationship is positive. It has been positive over the past few years, especially under the prior administration. And I think Sonora and Tuolumne can really look forward to seeing that change, because the City of Angels and Calaveras was successful under the administration of Melissa Eads, which is who is now in the new administration here in Sonora. So Angels came a long way in building those relationships. I think what any government, you know, when we're in these positions, need to be mindful of is just the partnership, the relationships. And the city under the previous administration, and not just out of the city manager's office, but the city council, we took that very seriously. And we worked very hard to develop those relationships, not just with our colleagues at the Board of Supervisors level, but with staff as well. And I think that's one of the successes that came out of the previous city administration over in Angels. And I'm sure that same philosophy will be coming over to Sonora here soon.
That kind of just rang a bell. You were at the Sonora City Council meeting, correct, when Melissa Eads was going to be hired? You spoke on her behalf in support of her?
Yes, I did. You know, Sonora really gained, and Tuolumne County really gained an amazing leader. And the city and the county of Calaveras are at a loss. But I'm looking forward to new collaborations at a different level with working with our neighbors and with her new leadership over here in Sonora.
When you take one more break, we're talking with Amanda Fullendorf, who is the board chair of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.